Welcome to Sheesh Fit, a celebration of good health and an examination of holistic fitness. I'm your host, Ashish Thomas.
Training through pre-recorded fitness programs has been common for a very long time. These programs typically feature professional fitness instructors leading workouts in various formats, such as cardio, strength training, yoga, dance, Pilates, and more. Pre-recorded workouts gain significant popularity because they offer a convenient and affordable way for people to engage in guided exercise sessions without the need for a gym membership or live fitness classes. At first, VHS tapes dominated the home video market. Fitness enthusiasts recorded and distributed exercise routines on these tapes, allowing individuals to follow workout programs in the comfort of their own homes. This convenient tool helped people get physical activity without attending live classes or joining a gym. In the early 1980s, actress and fitness icon Jane Fonda released a series of highly successful workout videos on VHS. These tapes contain the stereotypical 80s workouts that probably come to mind first for a lot of us, as they have a lot of the now iconic, colorful aesthetic, and at the time stylish leg warmers. Fonda's aptly named aerobics videos, such as Jane Fonda's Workout and Jane Fonda's New Workout, were instrumental in popularizing the concept of exercise videos. Her routine was created to help women become stronger and healthier, and it was designed to aid the common population. But as we know, the VHS is ancient. A little less ancient is the DVD. DVDs emerged in the late 1990s and early 2000s, so workout videos gradually transitioned from being played through VHS tapes to these DVDs. They offered better video quality, better durability, and more features like menu navigation and chapter selection. This enhanced the overall user experience. And so the early 2000s saw a surge in the production and availability of workout DVDs. Popular fitness personalities like Jillian Michaels, Tony Horton, and Tracy Anderson gained widespread recognition through their workout DVD programs. I think the most notable of these three is Jillian Michaels. Michaels released 20 fitness DVDs that have sold over 100 million copies worldwide. Her most popular DVDs include the 30-Day Shred, 6-Week Six-Pack, and Ripped in 30. Clearly, her programs are meant to achieve a lean look. They combine strength and cardio training and prioritize the abs. But as the pre-recorded workout market got bigger, we saw more specific programs such as yoga, Pilates, strength training, dance workouts, and specialized programs like prenatal or postnatal fitness. With advancements in DVD technology, interactive features were incorporated into workout DVDs. Some programs included additional materials like fitness guides, nutritional advice, workout calendars, and online support communities to enhance the overall fitness experience. These developments made it easier for individuals to obtain content that aligned with their end goal. Now, obviously, we don't use DVDs anymore. Technology has evolved past that. In these times, digital platforms and streaming services are the most prevalent tool to use when working out at home. This shift has increased accessibility even further. Online platforms and on-demand fitness apps, such as Daily Burn and Nike Training Club, offer a wide variety of workout options that can be accessed through computers, smartphones, smart TVs, and many other devices. This shift to digital platform also increased customization of programs and connection to the broader fitness community. We also see huge companies like Peloton that have utilized recorded workouts. Peloton has a ton of variety. Just look at the front page of their website. They have videos for running, walking, yoga, cycling, strength, Pilates, barre, boxing, and stretching. Still, I think what's most utilized by the general population are workouts on YouTube. There are multiple channels that specialize in providing high-quality at-home workouts. Some of the old-school trainers like Jillian Michaels have also put content on YouTube. And this is probably what a lot of us have the most grasp of when it comes to pre-recorded training. I don't know about you, but when I was in high school and middle school, gym teachers would often pull up a YouTube workout video and get us to follow along. In fact, during COVID, this is all we did. The gym teachers would share their screens on Zoom, and the entire class would keep their videos on and follow the workout. I remember a lot of these workouts being challenging, but also encouraging and motivating. But added to YouTube videos, this era also saw the release of a lot of video games that could be used for exercise. For example, various fitness games were released attached to motion sensors like the Xbox Kinect, which forced you to get your body moving to play games. Dancing video games became huge due to devices like the Kinect. In fact, Just Dance was so popular that we would have Just Dance days in high school where they would just put a Just Dance video on the projector and get the 50-something kids in the gymnasium to dance in unison. That being said, the technology for motion tracking wasn't nearly good enough, and they lost popularity over the years after the novelty wore off. Personally, I don't utilize pre-recorded workouts. I do believe that they can be helpful to people who lack motivation because they're so accessible. It can help people transition from being sedentary to living more active. And after a few months of using pre-recorded workouts, people may get the motivation to train more traditionally. But the benefits of these type of workouts shouldn't be underestimated. First, they're convenient. They allow individuals to exercise at home at their preferred time, eliminating the need to travel to a gym or fitness class. This convenience is particularly beneficial for those with busy schedules, limited access to fitness facilities, or those who just prefer privacy when working out. If you remember all the way back in episode 1, I talked about how the gym is overrated, especially for beginners, because of the barrier of commute. I suggested that beginners use resistance training and bodyweight training at home and slowly build up a home gym or adequate motivation and discipline to be able to handle commute. Although I didn't mention it, beginners should also consider using home video workouts. They can help beginners stay motivated because of the encouragement of the personal trainers in the videos. So for those who are especially deconditioned and need guidance, this could be the best approach. Another benefit of this type of training is the variety. There is so much content catering to various fitness goals, interests, and fitness levels. Whether someone wants to focus on cardiovascular fitness, strength training, flexibility, or a specific exercise style, there's likely a channel or app that suits their needs. Also, the instructions that these videos provide can be insightful. The fitness instructors that create this content are some of the best in the world and have a lot of experience, so they will successfully guide you through proper exercise techniques, form, and intensity levels. This keeps training safe and effective and builds a strong foundation for beginners. At-home workout programs are also usually more affordable compared to ongoing gym memberships or fitness classes. YouTube has tons of completely free, high-quality content. So because of those reasons, I think these workouts can have a place in many people's routines. If you're an advanced athlete, they will often not be very challenging because they are often meant to serve the general population. At least most of the YouTube content is like that. So if you're looking to build strength or maximize endurance, doing traditional weight training and cardio is far superior. Still, most of these videos are not claiming to turn you into Mr. Olympia or Kipchoge, and they are a very valuable tool if they're used how they're supposed to be used. Video-based workouts do have a special place in my heart, and I think it has become underrated and underutilized. So, if you think it will help, don't be afraid to try it out.